1600 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Friday Newsmaker brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Olpe Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olpe, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 12th of November, sunshine and 41 degrees, a wind chill of 31, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Travis Carmichael. Travis is the Horticultural and Community Development Extension Agent, and Emily Prowse, Family and Community Wellness Extension Agent, here in Lyon County, and we're going to be talking about Medicare open enrollments and how you can get more information and get the help you may need. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for joining us. Travis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good. How are
doing
you?
Well.
Good. We're good.
Well, as I mentioned, Medicare open enrollment is open until December 7th, I guess, is the deadline date. And Emily, let's start with you. What are the services you are offering out at the Lyon County Extension Office, and who are you teaming with?
Sure. So we have a volunteer that comes in with us, but Travis and I are both taking appointments for Medicare Part D appointments, specifically the prescription plans, but we do more than that. That's main. We're offering in-person sessions, so people are able just to come on in that east door, and they, we'll see you there. We do ask that you call ahead of time for these appointments, but with the three of us there, we've been busy, so it's been a good year.
So, Travis, have you been seeing a lot of traffic, and exactly what are the services you are rendering?
Yeah, so we have been seeing a lot of traffic. It's been some days a little difficult, I believe, for Debbie and Phyllis to get all the appointments scheduled for the three of us. But what we're doing is basically comparing the prescription drug plans for everyone. So what they do is if they've had a plan before, they come in, and we just make sure that either that plan is still working well for them, meaning all their drugs are covered, and it's basically the cheapest plan for them. So we're trying to make sure we're saving Medicare beneficiaries as much money as possible, because prescription drugs can be very expensive depending on what is being used for controlling the different health issues they may have.
As you mentioned, obviously, finding the plan that is the most affordable, that's important. But one of the reasons why you guys provide help is it's not necessarily easy to wade through all of the information, correct?
Correct. And also, it's all web-based, so not everyone is comfortable navigating the Medicare website. I've been doing this about 4 years, and I think there's been changes to the Medicare website every year, so they don't tend to keep it the same. So that's where, for some folks, also there's the hesitancy because they never know what they're getting into before they get started.
And talking with Emily Prowse and Travis Carmichael, Lyon County Extension, and this is help with the Medicare Part D prescription drug sign-up process. You mentioned the three of you. Are you joined by with Doug Stevie? Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
He is there at least 2 days a week right now, and he is just wonderful to have on staff. He's done it a long time, or as a volunteer, and, he's just does a great job, and we appreciate his help.
So are you joined, is this a service through the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services? Is that correct, Travis?
Yes, so it's through that department, and then we are considered SHIC counselors, which is Senior Health Insurance Counselors of Kansas. The three of us have been through training and recertification each year to be able to volunteer for that department in this capacity through our respective agencies, K-State Research and Extension partners, as well as we work then with the area agency office as well, and that's also Doug's primary partnering agency as well.
Yeah, you're right. Doug has been doing this for a long time, and well, thanks for all you're doing, because this can be quite complicated at times and tough for some people to understand. So this is really a big peace of mind and can really help with all. So is Emily, this is a free service then?
Yeah, absolutely free. A lot of people, they don't, you know, when they leave, well, how? What's the bill? Nothing. Are you sure? Yes, it's absolutely free. We enjoy sitting down with each person and just wading through it, because like Travis said, it is a little bit confusing, and it's certainly, you know, it's not something that everybody can understand, not even us on that other side of the screen, as to why, you know, this year your plan is going to be a lot more expensive if you don't change, or why you need to change pharmacies. So we're absolutely happy to sit down with everyone free of charge and actually just enjoy doing it.
How long does an appointment usually take, and how far out are appointments scheduled? Because as Ron mentioned, the deadline here is less than a month away. So, you know, how many appointments do you still have available, I guess? So how long does it take, and how many appointments do you still have available?
Sure. So, I mean, yeah, the appointments, as far as availability, I would call the office and we can certainly get that number out there, just because we are getting scheduled, you know, up front, and we don't always know. But we try, if it's a simple, easy one, we can get someone in and out in 30 minutes. If it's more complicated, it can take longer. So we are doing our best to squeeze in people as fast as we can, as many as we can. But really, it just depends on the day. So calling the office is the place to start. And certainly, as it gets closer, we will really work on that and, you know, have Doug come an extra day if needed. I know he's done that this week. So we try to be flexible. But 30 minutes at least, certainly it can take longer, depending on the situation.
Yeah, and that number, I believe, is 620-341-3220 to schedule your appointment at the Lyon County Extension Office. Now, Travis, we just talked about the length of the appointment. What is best for people to bring to get this process taken care of?
Yes, we need their Medicare card, because we'll use that number, double-check that, and any effective dates, and also a list of their prescriptions with the dosages on them. You can either write that down. Wouldn't be the first time I've had an individual bring the bag in with all the the bottles, and we go that route, too. That way we make sure we get it 100% correct. But, yes, those are the two main things. And then here in recent years, if they've created a Medicare.gov account, having their login credentials makes the process go a little bit quicker. So if they have those three items, we can really speed the process along. If we don't, it just takes a few extra minutes, especially with the account side for their appointment.
Well, this is help available, absolutely free, so hopefully people will take advantage of that and get the rights, basically service that they're looking for in play for them coming up for the next year. Again, the deadline for Medicare open enrollment is December the 7th, so call the Extension Office and make your appointment. Again, 620-341-3220. Did we miss anything here, Emily?
I don't think so. I think we covered it all. I would say definitely don't be hesitant if it's just easier to grab your pill bottles, like Travis was saying. I know that might feel weird, but if that's easier than sitting down and writing it all down in case just you miss something, it certainly is easy that way. So,
all right, Emily, thank you so much this morning.
Thank you.
All right, Travis, thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Not a problem.
Have a good day, both of you, Emily Prowse and Travis Carmichael with the Lyon County Extension Office. Medicare open enrollment. They are CHIC counselors along with Doug Stevie. Call to make your free appointment and get the help that you need. Scott?
All right. Well, we are booked all next week, as I've been saying here for the last several days. A few openings the following week, which would be the week.